Trade Planner is a full-service marketing agency in New York. To promote your brand and grow sales, contact us at tradeplanner.com.
All right, so we've got your mgmtoadvice.pdf queued up, ready to dig in.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And let me tell you, this isn't your typical, you know, leadership seminar handout. This, my friend, comes from a marketing agency.
Really?
Yeah.
Marketing agency.
Marketing agency.
Ah.
So buckle up.
All right, I'm intrigued.
Because today we're diving deep, cutting through the jargon to unearth those golden nuggets you can actually use.
Love it. Let's do it.
Okay, first impression.
Okay.
If you're ready for this.
Hit me.
The document jumps right into this whole idea of love in the workplace.
Love.
Love.
Okay.
Not just respect, but like actual genuine love between leaders and their teams.
You don't see that every day.
No.
Not in a business context.
Right. It's usually all about respect.
Yeah. Be professional. Be fair.
Exactly. Earn that respect.
Right.
But this document, like the saying, when employees genuinely feel cared for, almost like family.
Great.
That's when you unlock that next level.
I can see that.
That's when you get true loyalty and their best work.
Yeah. And it makes sense. If someone feels safe, truly respected, they're more likely to, you know, to tell you what's really going on,
yeah,
even if it's hard.
It's like that saying, real recognizes real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah, yeah.
calling you out because they care.
They believe you can handle it.
And they believe you can handle it.
Right.
The document actually gives this example of an employee seemingly blew up at their manager.
Oh, boy.
But it turns out
right.
they were just fiercely passionate about this project and felt like the direction wasn't right.
So they care enough to risk it.
They cared enough to risk the confrontation.
Wow, how often do we misinterpret those things?
All the time.
Those passionate outbursts.
All the time.
Like, what if that's a sign that someone really cares?
Exactly.
It really challenges that whole leave your emotions at the door thing, doesn't it?
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So how do you even begin to cultivate that?
Right.
And we're not talking, you know, cheesy team building exercises here. This document gets into some pretty unconventional tactics.
Unconventional. Yeah, that's one word for it.
Okay, so like take this idea. Randomly calling up employees.
No.
Not to check up on them, not to like pile on more work, but to actually learn something new from them.
Interesting.
Like flipping the script, right?
Yeah, like you're actually valuing them for who they are and what they know.
What they can teach you even.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for another one? This one's a doozy. They call it the negative clause for manager contract.
Negative clause, okay.
So, if an employee under your management leaves voluntarily,
mm-hmm.
you, the manager, take a financial hit,
ooh,
a pay cut, well, or accountability.
That's bold.
Right.
That's really putting skin in the game.
It makes you think, are you creating an environment where people actually want to stay?
Yeah. Are you giving them reasons?
Where you fostering growth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another gem from the marketing playbook. They're big on making employee learning a non-negotiable every single year. It has to be something completely new.
I like that. Keep things fresh.
Fresh prevents stagnation, keeps people engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
And get this, the document goes even further, advocating for in-person interaction whenever possible.
Yeah.
They even suggest being vulnerable with your team.
Oh, wow.
Admitting when you're bored.
Interesting.
And even inviting constructive criticism.
So they're really talking about like radical transparency and honesty.
Exactly.
Which can be very powerful if you can pull it off.
So we've got love.
We've got accountability.
Continuous learning, vulnerability, all coming from a marketing agency.
Oh, who knew?
Who knew? It's like they've tapped into something, you know?
Right. And maybe that's the connection.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. Marketing, it's all about understanding people.
Okay.
What makes them tick? What motivates them? Yeah, what makes them connect?
To a brand, to a message.
Exactly.
And isn't that kind of what leadership is at its core?
Yeah, when you think about it.
It's building that connection.
Absolutely.
Inspiring your team, guiding them.
And let's not forget, marketing agencies. They're masters of navigating uncertainty,
right? Yeah, that's true.
New platforms popping up every day, trends changing left and right.
They got to stay adaptable.
Exactly. Always ready to pivot.
It's like they're living the advice they're giving.
Right.
Speaking of which, there's one last point I got to hit on this because it really threw me for a loop.
Okay, what's that?
Their approach to firing employees.
Ah, yes. The F word.
Right.
Not a fun topic, but they actually, they tackle it with a surprising amount of compassion, I thought.
Okay, so walk me through this because how do you fire with kindness?
Right. Well, it's about prioritizing human dignity, even in those tough situations, right?
Okay.
So they emphasize careful planning, choosing the right time and place. They even suggest what they call a necessary lie.
A necessary lie? To protect the employee's feelings.
Yeah, like maybe framing it as restructuring or a position being eliminated rather than, you know.
Instead of their performance.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So it's not about sugarcoating it, but it's about, you know, trying to find a way to deliver that news with a little more empathy.
With a little more empathy, for sure.
And they don't stop there. They also talk about offering a genuine letter of recommendation.
Oh, wow.
Highlighting the employee's strengths, their contributions, even thanking them for their time.
Really?
And sharing a specific learning that you gained from working with them.
Wow. That's the next level. I don't know if I could do that.
It's tough.
It makes you wonder, is that even realistic in today's world, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's a good question, and I think depends on the company, the industry, so many factors.
For sure.
But I think what I appreciate about this whole document is that it makes us rethink things.
Rethink our assumptions. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here into this very unconventional management advice, what are some key takeaways? What do we want our listeners to remember?
Well, I think more than anything, this document reminds us that leadership is about people.
It's about people, yeah.
Because building those genuine connections, fostering trust, creating an environment where everyone feels valued.
And we got some pretty actionable advice today.
We did.
From randomly calling your employees to rethinking those manager contracts to approaching tough conversations with empathy.
With empathy.
Who knew, right?
Who knew?
A marketing agency.
Right.
Giving us this awesome leadership advice.
Sometimes the best advice comes from the places you least expect it.
I love it. There you have it, folks. Our deep dive into mgmtadvice.pdf. A surprisingly insightful, I'm going to say it, exploration of leadership from a perspective we never saw coming.
Never saw coming.
What resonated with you? What will you apply to your own leadership journey? We want to hear from you. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those amazing documents coming our way.